Classic League Podcast time!
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 332 of the Classic League Podcast. My name is Scott. And tonight is a special episode. We have Kevin, of course, but the return...
Yo.
The return of Dustin. What's up, Dustin? How you doing, man?
I'm talking to the silver thing, right?
Yep, that's how it works.
I do this, talking to this thing. It's been a while.
Eat the microphone. How you doing, man?
I'm great.
Good.
Yeah, things have been hectic. It's been 2020, but it's been better than other people. None I can complain about.
Sure. Awesome. Man. Good deal. Well, Kevin, how's your last week been?
Good. Should I stay or should I go to Dustin back or how's this work? This is like,
well, he's
like sleeping with someone else and the husband walks in. You're like, oh,
he did get a PS5. So that's the shiny right. Newness. So get out.
No, but I've been good. You know, missing cats, no stove. Life's good. I'm happy.
Brutal. Did you talk about that on the stream or was that off? I don't remember
either.
Oh.
Which one, the cat or the stove? Because they both suck.
Yeah.
My cat's missing. Anyone in Toronto, help me out. He's gray.
You see any gray cats in Toronto?
I just learned what a tabby was today.
A what?
It's probably mine. It goes by the name of Pickles.
So,
did I offend somebody?
No. You broke up for a second, so I missed a joke. And then I heard Dustin laugh. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to ride it out.
That's what most people do. They just laugh when I say something, even though it's not funny.
I was going to say, because it's funny.
Heartbreaking. Well, go on.
Mr. Humblebrag over here. Yeah, you know, people laugh when I talk. I just got that personality.
But don't you do that in a store? Like, or in a store in general, when you don't understand what someone says? Like, hey, man. And you're like,
yeah.
Sorry, what?
I just did.
Yeah.
So, it's exciting twofold. Not only is Dustin back, but he's back with some cool stuff to talk about. He got a PS5, so we'll be talking about his impressions of the PS5 and Dark Souls, right? You got Dark Souls? Demon Souls. Sorry. Ooh. Jesus.
You mean it's not going to be a podcast of you and me going, I don't know if we should get the PS5. Yeah. I don't know what's different about it.
Well, it's hard to get right now, so that's definitely the thing that I want to hear the most about when you get to it. But outside of that, man, it's been over a year since you've been on the show. What games have caught your attention? What kind of fun stuff you've been up to over the last year?
So I wanted to address Resident Evil 3 because guys, you talk about how it's short.
Yes.
And your intonation is all wrong. You should be saying this game is short because it's great that I can play this game for 5 hours and beat it. And then I played it like 4 or 5 times after that.
See, but you're able to play a game more than once. I tell myself I will and never do. Once those credits roll, it's like sex. After, you know, you finish, you're like, I have no interest anymore. That's how I feel with the game. As soon as those credits roll, I'm like, smoke, I'm good. Don't talk to me.
But think about it this way. Okay, when you're wanting to play Resident Evil 8 and you have to start at the very beginning, you're going to be really happy to have a 5-hour episode in there. Because you say you always have to start back at... Because you know you always...
Okay, I get to play him.
You'll be happy to have a little short guy in there.
Yeah, but Resident Evil 3 is my favorite. But yeah, it's very... it's a little short. It's a little short. Did you... I guess you felt that way too. Like, you're like, holy shit, Nemesis. And then, holy shit, he's dead. Yeah. He's just appeared.
Yeah.
Now, and I remember more mansion-y, like police... I remember the police station being like a huge part of the game. Like, the mansion was in Resident Evil 2, but in this one, was like, gone. I'm like, all right, I guess I'm done with that.
Kevin, but you forget, Dustin was the guy that spent, like, 100 hours in that 45-minute, like, Phantom episode, or Metal Gear Solid 5, like, the little...
Oh, Ground Zeroes.
Ground Zeroes, yeah. Oh, like, yeah, the 45-minute little demo, and Dustin's like, yeah, hour 100, this game's amazing.
Like, oh, yeah. Thing. But this is me not trying to beat it. Metal Gear Ground Zero is open world, right? You can do... This game was like, no, you want to make a right?
Sure.
Motherfucker, there's a gate there. You want to go left? Motherfucker, there's a fence there. You only got one path this way.
That does sound...
no other thing. Yeah.
That sounds like my kind of Resident Evil.
And then I'm like, wow, a side quest. This thing needs two gems. Found one. Found the other one, like, in the same room. I'm like, the hell was that? That was nothing. But it's still great.
I'm
a little short.
I like that. Okay, so you liked, I agree with you, actually. It's only 5 hours, all right. Especially at the price point that it is, right? It's got to only be 20 or 30 bucks now.
Yeah, I got it for 30. And Nemesis, I thought it was going to be like Mr. X, like Resident Evil 2, where Mr. X is like, you're like that, poo, 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 poo. And this one, he's like, yo, what am I, sup? Gone. I'm like, oh, I guess he's not going to come back until the next scripted cutscene happens. That was kind of, kind of weak.
He is really scripted.
Yeah, in the original one, he like appear every once in a while. You see him run by or through a window or something. But yeah, I don't know. A little short, but I loved it. I loved the game.
Obviously, you played RE2 as well, Dustin, right?
Yeah, that game is perfect. I love that game. Awesome. So good. I platinum that game. So good.
What about 3? Is that platinumable? Is that one that's worth doing?
It is. I think 2 was better. And I played 3 right after 2, and I realized how big a difference there was. And I think 3 is a little bit harder. It's trying to be more action-y.
Okay.
So I find myself dying more frequently in 3 than I do in 2. It's possible. I think I just kind of over Resident Evil myself back when I was playing them back to back.
Oh yeah. Yeah, good deal. Well,
did you play Resistance? That's the multiplayer, right?
No, never played it.
Neither did I. I'm like, what is this? Why are you taking up space? Delete. Like, yeah. I don't even know what that was.
I forgot it existed.
Yeah. But I bought it. It's like bundle. I'm like, bundle? What the hell are you talking about? It's one disc. Even the original was one disc.
Good deal. Well, the big Metacritic game, the only thing to really talk about right now is Cyberpunk 2077 is coming out. Dustin, are you going to jump right off the cast tonight and like go play it? Is it pre-downloaded?
Right now, I'm actually getting the PS4 physical copy. It's coming. It comes tomorrow.
Okay.
Wait. Hold on. We got a question there. Why the PS4 version?
It's the PS5 version won't come out until some other time.
It's a good reason. Carry on.
They said it will come with a free upgrade once it releases. Like it'll just like magically become a PS5 copy.
So when that happens, will your save state like carry over so you can continue playing on the PS5?
I hope
it's
so.
Supposed to be a seamless thing.
Yeah. I mean, I plan on playing my PS4 version on my PS5, so I hope. Fingers crossed.
Okay.
Like, I didn't know you can do that. Until the update. Yeah, it's backwards compatible, right?
Oh, backwards compatible. Yeah.
So I play games. We don't have the new stuff yet, man. I was going to ask something, but it slipped my mind. It must not have been that important.
Saw trailers for Cyberpunk, and I was like, looks pretty fucking good. Yeah. It looks kind of like a Fallout kind of game, sort of. Like, first-person adventure thingy.
Yeah.
But it's all Cyberpunk, like, futuristic. The game is 2077, I'm assuming that's a year and not just a random number. But it looks good, and I'm kind of like, should I buy it? I have 12 games in my backlog that I got to get through, not including the 30 other games I repurchased because I'm a big old idiot. But yeah, no, it looks rad.
Yeah, I can't
wait. The same people who made The Witcher, right? Mm-hmm. Project something?
Mm-hmm.
CD Project Red? Red Project? Project?
You
Project
had, X? You got to write at some point.
Okay.
Yeah. Dustin's who opened my eyes and got me kind of hooked on Cyberpunk. So this has been kind of a long time coming. It's cool that the day before it comes out, you're able to jump on. I'm excited for everybody that's pumped about it.
Is it a trilogy? Is this like a third version, like part 3? Or is this like its own thing? I've never heard of Cyberpunk before.
It's its own thing. Let me turn that off. That's going to be distracting. It is based on the Cyberpunk 2020 and then Cyberpunk 2077, like old pen and paper games, like D&D. Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, but there was a Cyber 2020 game before this one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not a video game, though. Just a pen and paper game.
Correct. Yes.
Oh, so there was no video game version of Cyberpunk at all.
Correct.
Right.
Oh, rad. Pen and paper game.
Wow. Except for the 2076 prequels.
Well, actually, all right.
I don't know. Like, Cyberpunk's cool. Just the whole genre, the motif. I've heard good things about the way Keanu Reeves' character is done, so that's exciting.
He's in the game.
I've also heard there's a lot of hilarious jank. I'm getting the impressions of, like, some of the good old Assassin's Creed kind of stuff is going pretty gnarly. Oh, like,
just eyeballs and teeth?
Like, super aggressive. Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, some wild, funny stuff, I guess.
I guess the day one patch hasn't even dropped yet, right?
That's my understanding, yeah. Is that tonight? Is that the 10th? Is that when it comes out? Official date?
I think that's what I paid for shipping for. Okay. Like, give me a release day.
Yeah, cool. Good deal.
Well, the reason why I asked if it was like a trilogy was because The Witcher 3 that I bought, I was like, is this part 3? Is there two of them behind? Because I didn't know if it was like just called The Witcher 3, like that's the name, and there was no part 2 and 1. And then, you find out you don't actually need to play part 2 and 1. That's what I was told. But then I play The Witcher 3, and they're like, Veronica, I haven't seen you since the last game. And they're like, who the fuck's Veronica? I missed something.
That's how I played it. I didn't play 1 or 2.
But I'm like, everyone said you don't need to play the other ones. You kind of do. To know who Veronica is.
Whatever.
You can read a
note. Watch a YouTube video, I guess, if you really... You know? It's not... They do a good enough job. I didn't feel like I was missing out too much playing 3. Dustin, you didn't hear. We found out, everybody. Dustin does listen to the podcast, which is...
I do, yeah.
Which is cool. But last week I was trying to describe to Kevin, like, for science, I wanted to get Cyberpunk on Stadia. Okay.
Yeah.
He's like, that's dumb. I'm like, I know. That's not the point. I agree. But I want to wait now because of all the gnarliness that's going on with some of the buggy stuff. Hearing about like enemies not responding the right way and people clipping and getting hung up. And I haven't heard of a lot of crashing, which is good. Just kind of weird stuff going on, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that maybe it'll do a nice little price chop eventually here. Maybe sooner rather than later. And at $40, I'm definitely going to get it on Stadia. I think that'll be my jump in. That seems dumb enough. And then...
I'm good with 40.
You'll forgive me if I, for the hell of it, $40 I can get by.
It's like buying like 40 coffees, so I don't blame you for that.
Hey, Biff's here. What's up, man? How you doing?
Biff! Oh, that echoed. That was weird. Yeah. I heard myself like 12 times.
Does Stadia do sales? I don't know. We'll see. They sent me a Chromecast. It works great. The Chromecast Ultra is a good Chromecast. Stadia, honestly, Chromecast.
I can't set up. Man, sorry, go ahead.
I gotta say, man, I did play a little bit more Destiny 2 on Stadia, and it worked if you're hardwired. That's kind of impressive.
Cool, man.
It just has to be that much more curious. Dustin's like, I'm throwing up a little bit right now. So, all right. Well, Cyberpunk 2077 is coming out. You guys want to get to news, or is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
Well, there's a Puyo Puyo Tetris 2.
Oh, that's probably awesome, actually.
Which I heard good things about. And Let's Sing 2021 is out for Xbox One and... That's it. And there's a John Wick game for the Switch.
Oh, yeah, that finally came out, the John Wick Hex or whatever?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
It's cheap, too. It's not like a $60
Oh, really?
Oh, speaking of John Wick, that has nothing to do with what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Cobra Kai season 3 was just announced.
Yeah, Cobra Kai season 3. I can't wait to see what happens. There was quite a cliffhanger on season 2.
Yeah.
So.
Before we get to news, I forgot to say, Dustin got like a PS5. That's cool, man. I just spent $15 on a Game Boy game I don't even really want. I joined a Facebook retro swap group on Facebook. That was redundant. And so every once in a while, I'll see like a post like ColecoVision for like $130. I'm like, that's a good price. Is it a good price? No. It may not work. They don't even know. But I'm looking for my Sega Master. That's the whole point of me joining that a group. And then I saw someone post a Game Boy game, the Game & Watch Gallery, which comes with like Donkey Kong and a bunch of other like mini games for because I just bought a Game Boy.
That sounds good.
I was like, yeah, dude, how much? He's like, $10. I'm like, right on. He's like, and shipping's $5. I'm like, okay. And then he's like, you know, I'll send it to you. I'm like, rad. And then I saw like another guy who had like a bunch of Game Boy games. He had like Blades of Steel, blah, 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 all these like cool like Ninja Turtle games and Game Boy games for like $5 each. And I'm like, oh, I could have got like 4 games for that price. 4 games I actually wanted.
Yeah.
But I gotta like leave the group because
you're doing bad.
I'm gonna buy a lot of I'm just buying a lot of dumb shit. I'm like, oh, cool, like a Super Nintendo game I'll never play for $5 plus $10 shipping. I can't go wrong, right? It sucks. I also I put on the notes there. I listen to a podcast called Video Game Apocalypse. That's my Giant Bomb. I'm like, Scott, you listen to Giant Bomb. Dustin, you listen to Classically. So my thing was Video Game Apocalypse. They started on Talk Radar way back in the day, and they're the reason why I started podcasting like 10 years ago was because of these guys. So I've been steady with them. So last week's episode, I'm listening, and they're like, yeah, we have a special guest today who created a game called Octobug, Eric Bailey. And I'm like, that name sounds familiar, but carry on. And then I hear him talking about the game, and then he mentions the name Tiny Bookshelf. And I'm like, I do know that name. Why do I know Tiny Bookshelf? It's fucking Nintendo legend, Eric Bailey.
Yeah.
Our Eric Bailey. He was on that video game podcast. Yeah, but it didn't click till like halfway through. I'm like, oh, it's him. I know this guy. Well, yeah. we've known him for a while. So I was like, holy shit, like, is that you on a podcast? He's like, yeah, that was me. I'm like, dude, that's so like awesome.
Small world.
And yeah, so I found out he actually developed and made his own game called Octobug, which I'll put in the show notes, but it's his own game. And I played it today. And it was rad. It was like half an hour. He's asking for like $3. I gave him 4 because I'm just a good old guy. I'm like, here's an extra dollar for your troubles. And it's about a half hour. It's a great platformer, great music in it as well, which I didn't know who to compliment because they're like, I made this song. I'm like, hey, man, good job on that song. And they're like, actually, that was that guy. I'm like, oh, don't leave comment. Hey, man, because I suck at everything I try. But no, the game is awesome. It's so much fun. It's random. And it's just surprising because I think he has like 20 kids. And he's like a busy dude. And the fact that he was able, like he said on the podcast, he made this game as someone who doesn't know how to make games. And for like, I saw that he actually made quite a few games. It's just fun. And I recommend everyone to support him and get the game. It's true. It's like 40 coffees. So, but yeah, it's great. Check it out. Octobug. I'll put the link in the show notes.
Very cool.
One of my favorite podcasting moments ever was on One More Podcastle. They were talking about something, and one of the guys tried to say Laserdisc, and he accidentally said laser dicks. I still laugh about that randomly throughout the day. It's been years.
I'll
think about it and start laughing.
I've got a few podcast moments that just, for whatever reason, I'll think back to them. And I was actually came across my favorite Giant Bomb episode. I started at the very beginning, Dustin. I got so burnt out on current events that I just started Giant Bomb from the beginning, and I got to the executable versus executables, and I just was like, and it came on a day I needed it. That was like, how nice.
Perfect.
And it lined up really funny with Thanksgiving, because they were talking about Thanksgiving right as it was happening, so it felt like a new episode in a way.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, I guess it is time. Biff says Cyberpunk is almost 1 million concurrent players on Steam right now. That's a lot.
That's awesome.
That's a good thing to talk about in the news.
Oh, yeah. Dustin Kernotes took over. So now it's It's like a love, like just, you know, scissoring of. Anyways, first on the agenda, I put this here because, you know, PS5 and we can actually talk about it. There is a new PS5 update that is available now. It is a improved system performance, resolves an issue where data transfers and downloads were canceled when trying to download content while a data transfer from a PS4 is in progress. This snozzberry tastes like snozzberry is what that sound like. Some issues that were causing errors during text input in some PS4 games have been resolved, and the connection stability has been improved for some Wi-Fi routers. Hey then, I hate these small update thingies. Ubisoft on Twitter has finally gave a launch date for Scott Pilgrim the game, and it's going to be coming out on, you guys ready?
The last day of PSN on PS4, the last day that's up is when they're going to finally release it.
Sorry. January 14th. Yes, comes out January 14th. Are you guys fans? You guys going to buy it again?
One of my favorite moments is learning with Dustin that it sucked to play co-op online on PS3.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was terrible.
I fondly remember that for whatever reason.
Because they added that in after the fact.
Yeah.
Like way after. It wasn't like 2 years later or something like that.
Yeah. Sounds about right, actually.
It's like a different island with like a little antenna. And you're like, what the hell is this?
And
it came with knives DLC, right? Or did it come with some? It came with knives, I think.
I don't. Maybe.
It came with a character.
That would have been a good thing to do. I'm sure that'll work better this time, wouldn't you think?
It's got to be better.
Yeah. I mean, it's coming out now when I have no friends and don't have online. Oh, no, I have online again. God.
No friends. Yeah, for $11, Dustin, got a PS, year PSN.
Dude, sweet.
Huh. Yep, awesome. They fucked up the coupon code.
What, I don't know. I don't remember, Dustin. Like, were you a fan of just stock Scott Pilgrim?
Yeah, it was great. I want a physical copy.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I didn't know they had physical copies for that game.
They don't. I want one.
Oh, you want one? I thought you. I misheard it.
Yeah, because I remember going to like EB Games and they had like, I'm like, do you guys have Scott Pilgrim? He's PS3, and they're like, yeah, and they gave me like a card. This is like Scott Pilgrim. I'm like, what? That can't hang this on my shelf. What is this crap? But I have it on PS3 and Xbox because you know me, I buy the same game twice.
Well, I mean, you're like a super fan of that game. I get that. That's like a different. That's a Contra, Castlevania. You know, that's...
I'm a super fan of the series. Like the movie,
yeah, that's books, different. Everything. Like,
yeah. Thanks. I feel better.
I thought the game was fine. I remember not liking it quite as much as most people it felt like. It was a little sluggish for me, but I played it all the way through. I liked it that much. I think visually it's really impressive, and the soundtrack's really fun, so...
Yeah, and all the references in there are fun. And again, Toronto... A game with Toronto in it. The only time I could think three times where the game or the city of Toronto was in. Soma takes place all over Toronto. Rampage World Tour at some point level like 98 it says Toronto. There's no landmarks, but it does say Toronto. And Scott Pilgrim versus the World. So they have the actual buses, which is rad. But yes, I'm gonna get
like a third of Hollywood action movies from the 90s. If you look, you can always see like.
The Boys is filmed in Toronto. Yeah, The Boys is all Toronto. Saw, all the movies, all the Saws are filmed in Toronto. You guys watch The Boys at all?
No, I've heard it's great, though. I like
it. Oh, okay. Their headquarters is my college. So.
Sweet.
And it's also the same place where Saw 7 happens, when they're like in the middle of a glass thingy. Anyways, it's all the same.
Seven Saws?
There's eight, including Jigsaw. Which is awful. Do not watch that movie.
Okay.
I saw one of the movies whenever the new one was coming out.
I'll go take that right off the backlog.
All right. Yeah, take it out.
Yeah.
But yes, I'll be planning to buy Scott Pilgrim again because, of course. Like,
if I loved it, I'd buy it again. Well, yeah, part of... Like, it's good to... I understand supporting it, though, at the same time because it took them forever to get this out. There's been a demand. I bet they turn a nice little profit on it. I bet it gets a good number of downloads and buys in that first week.
Well, yeah, because it was so like it was gone. You couldn't buy it again. If you had it, you could still play it, but you couldn't purchase it again. So having that, like, are they going to take it away again? Like, makes me want to get it again.
Yeah, that could reward disgusting behavior too at the same time. So
yeah.
Well, that's cool that it's coming out. Get it a month from now. Also, I didn't know that there was a Mortal Kombat movie coming out until they announced that awesome Warner Brothers deal with HBO Max.
Oh my God. Did you see Space Jam?
Whoa, I just can't believe that, like, I get to watch Dune at home. Yes. Don't have to go to the theater.
Yeah, that too. But dude, Space Jam. It's called Space Jam Legacy.
I don't like LeBron James, so I'm probably not.
Oh, is LeBron James?
I'm pretty sure that's who it is. You know, there was Michael Jordan in the.
Well, I saw like a teaser, and it said B-Bunny.
Okay.
And my guess, it's not Bugs Bunny. Buster Bunny.
Oh, Buster Bunny.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be rad? Space Jam with the Tiny Toons?
It's not going to happen.
I know, but one knows who Bugs Bunny is anymore,
Steven
right?
Spielberg's like, with DreamWorks or whatever, right? He's not going to play with Warner Brothers.
What do you mean?
Is
Steven Spielberg making this movie?
No. He made the original stuff.
Wait, which one? The original Space Jam?
No, Tiny Toon.
Oh, duh. Yeah. He did Tiny Toons and Animaniacs and all that. Yes, you're right. Yeah, that's true. He probably won't.
So I don't know. I mean, it was Warner then, so he used to. I don't know. Fingers crossed. That would be sweet. Buster would be awesome.
It would be awesome. Little trivia. Buster Bunny's voice was the same guy who did the Tales of the Crypt. The puppet.
Oh, that's fun.
That's Buster. Huh. Yeah.
Cool.
Same guy. It sounds exactly the same when you hear it. Hello, boys and ghouls. I'm like, holy shit. It's just Buster, but more nasally.
That always blew me away by, was it R.L. Stein that did Goosebumps and, like, Eureka's Castle? Like, he'd write scary books and, like, the most kid of kids shows.
Well, he did Fear Street and Goosebumps.
No, but do you know Eureka's Castle? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it was Nick Jr.
Yeah, it was like a puppet show.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, really?
Sesame Street style.
Maybe if I saw it, I'll know it.
And he did that. I'm pretty sure that's who it was. But Mortal Kombat's got a movie coming out, and there's so cool. But there's movie skins coming to Mortal Kombat 11. Does anybody
play Mortal Kombat 11? Not just, hold on. You just went over that like it was like, oh, just farting in the wind. No.
Yeah.
It's not only movie skins for Mortal Kombat 11, it's the movie skin.
Oh.
Our movie, 1995, with the likeness of the characters from that movie, including the voices from the movie.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Right? So you're going to have like the Scorpion costume from that movie in Mortal Kombat 11.
And the
guy. I think I mentioned like someone said Mortal Kombat 11 is like Smash Brothers for dads. Because you have like Rambo and Terminator and Freddy Krueger and all like this old.
I've not heard that. That is amazing.
Yeah. And the thing is like I love Mortal Kombat. And I told you about Mortal Kombat 9 when that came out with like the fucking arcade cabinet and all that shit. But I play it and then I'm like done. I never do multiplayer because I get upset because I suck. I'll do like the campaigns for each character until I get like the still frame credits with the words. And I'm like, that was cool, but I never go back to it. And I want to get like, I got 10 and I'm like, cool, man, done. And then I want to get 11 because, you know, it's Mortal Kombat 11. Cause I actually do like the storylines. Like Scorpion is yellow because that's Sub-Zero's blood or something like that. That's why he's yellow. It's the blood of like his brother or something stupid like that.
Yeah. That's perfect for, fighting games need to have really, really stupid, dumb stories like this.
and I found, because I was telling my wife this, and I was like, oh, they're going to have the skins. And she's like, thumbs up. I'm like, the skins from Mortal Kombat. She's like, I never watched it. I'm like, excuse me. Did you watch?
Park, grab a stool. You're going to be here.
I'm like, did you watch the Street Fighter movie? She said, no. So I guess what I'm going to force her to do.
I just been a long time since I've watched the Street Fighter movie, like probably over 20 years. Like
it was new the last time I saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I watched I watched like maybe 15 years ago for some reason. I think with Rui, just to, for the lols. And there's a funny part in it when E Honda is watching the surveillance camera. And he's like, oh, quick, change the channel because there's like a truck coming and there's security. And,
that's a good dumb joke.
Yeah, he's like, quick, change the channel. And the dude from Adam's family is there, Gomez. I forget his name. He died, though.
Rod Julia.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's just like weird that I remember the things as a kid because I watched the Street Fighter movie. You know, when you watch like the movies as a kid, and you're like, this is not like the game, but you lie to yourself to make it like the game.
Yeah.
Like the Sumaru movie. I'm like, wow, Yoshi doesn't.
I accept that's not it. Yoshi. Like, I, in my, yeah, because they always change it. I was like, oh, that's movie version. That's, they always make movie version. They never do the real version.
Yeah, I'm like, he jumped because they had the boots in the movie, and they used fire, the cannons to shoot fireballs. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm going with that. But with Street Fighter, I remember how disappointed I was when I saw Blanka. I'm like, what is this? He was a kid. I'm like, what is this shit? This is Blanka. He's so scrawny and tiny.
Especially because the turtles had existed, which came to life great.
Yeah,
so it was like totally unacceptable to see a guy that looked like Lou Ferrigno. You know, out of the TV show, the Hulk show.
Yeah, he just, I just remember as a kid going, but Mortal Kombat I enjoyed as a kid. I was like, this is like straight up, like storyline's correct. Everything's good.
I've seen that more recently for sure. I've watched that at least once in the last 10 years. I had to have.
It holds up. I saw it. I picked it up on Blu-ray. It's great.
Have you guys watched Annihilation?
No.
I saw that when it was new, and I bought it on DVD because I had a, what do you call those? Like Dirty Santa, where you buy dumb stuff for people. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That's so a, you bought that's a that good gift at a White Elephant party or a gift exchange.
White Elephant. That's so that's it.
Oh, yeah, White Elephant. Yeah. Annihilation, has this one scene in it where Scorpion disappears, quote unquote. He's like, goodbye, whatever the fuck he says. But the camera pans out, and you see him standing behind a rock. And I'm like, did no one else see that? It's really weird. It feels like it's something from my dream, because I kind of remember it, and maybe I made it up, but I'm pretty sure the camera zooms out, and like someone's looking for Scorpion, and you just see him standing there. If I could find that scene, I'll send it to you guys, but it was it was like, I'm like, did no one else see that? Like, he's right there. It was really bad.
You know,
like
I always imagine in situations like that, the editor definitely saw it and they're like, oh shit, wait, that's the only take. Maybe no one will see it.
But he's so yellow. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like the cup from like Game of Thrones, the Starbucks cup that I didn't notice until it was pointed out. But this is like right there. It's really bad.
Yeah.
The same thing with like Jurassic Park 2. Remember, part 3 when which one is it when the T-Rex is in the city? Is that part 2?
I've never part seen, two. Yeah, 2 or 3.
Okay, so in part 2, when the T-Rex is in the cargo ship, remember the guy, this always bothered me, but the guy like looks around and he sees like a hand only like on the boat's like fucking, what's the thing's called? The boat steer with wheel?
The mast? Yeah.
Anyway, so you just see a hand, right? Just a hand. Because he got eaten, surprise, or apparently. And then you see like another dead body, like on the floor with a button in their hand. But there's only one dinosaur on a goddamn ship, and it's the T-Rex in the cargo ship locked. So how the fuck did those two guys die? They never explained that, and it bothers me. Why? Where was the body? Why was it only a hand?
Go ask the script editor. I don't know.
Just these stupid things I noticed that really take me out of it. I'm like, this is a movie. You're reminding me that I'm watching a movie.
To Twitter.
Ask Jeff Goldblum on Twitter, yeah.
You've been talking all these famous...
That's true.
You got some clout now.
That is true.
But Nancy, but anyway, it's like my last four tweets, so answer me, please.
Oh, so speaking of which, I messaged the writer of the Simpsons episode. Remember Who Shot Mr. Burns?
No.
You guys remember Who Shot Mr. Burns? That episode, the world famous episode, 1-800 Collect? Forget it. Forget the story then. Well, someone out there is a Simpsons listener. Anyways, Mr. Burns says, who of you has the guts to stop me? And all the characters are talking and looking around. Like, they're like, I don't know who to. The only character who's not looking around is Maggie. She's looking straight at him. And my cousin pointed this out to me when the the show first came out, because it was a big contest. Who shot Mr. Burns? I was trying to figure it out. And he said it's Maggie because she's the only one looking at him. No one's ever brought that up. And I asked the writer on Twitter, hey, was this on purpose when Maggie was looking straight at him? And he said, yes. So I printed that out and I framed it at my desk at work. So I'm like, yes, there's proof.
Did you give it to your buddy?
To which, no, it was my cousin who
your cousin?
Who pointed it out.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Like, oh, you're just stealing his sunshine. Wow.
Sorry, video games. And the last thing, besides that wicked Mortal Kombat thing that he has the costumes and all that, I like when like games have like DLC on like the show or like something that's based on. Hey, have that in there. Like the Ninja Turtles has like DLC of like the cartoon skins. I just like shit like that. I'm very easy to please. The last thing is related to Cyberpunk 2077. It is causing seizures. And they said,
still good.
And they said, no, we're not putting a PSA in there. And apparently, like a Game Informer person, like was playing the game and like collapsed and had a seizure. And of course, she went on Twitter and said, "Hey, careful! I had a seizure playing this game." And all the was good old fashioned. Sorry.
Was she triggered?
I guess technically yes. And then she went on Twitter and said, "Hey, I had a seizure, so be careful." So of course, Twitter and the internet, being the internet, sent her nothing but seizure-inducing gifts.
That's fucking.
She's like, "Thanks, guys. That was great." But yeah, so that's, and I saw this scene because it's called Brain Dance. There's like lights right in front of the lens that do lights. Apparently, the lights that it uses is actual lights that doctors use to test for seizures. So it's not like a coincidence. It's actually lights that they use, the same color, same strobe effect that is meant to cause seizures. Seizure. Wow, that's a weird word. Weird word is also weird. Anyways, but yeah, so if you're going to play the game, careful. They don't have a seizure PSA, and they apparently refuse to put it in unless this headline says they are going to put it in. Oh, yeah, they are going to add it. So everything I just said up to this point is a lie. But yeah, they're going to try seeing if there's like a fix for it, which sucks because the game can actually hurt you if you're not careful.
That sucks. I mean, I can't imagine that they're trying to, like, right before it would happen, like, put up a seizure warning, like, look away. I'm sure it's, like, I mean, at the launch of the game.
I mean, like, Call of Duty has, like, a warning, like, hey, man, the next scene, a little bit controversial. You might want to turn around. Yeah, for the Russian mission in Modern Warfare 2. Yeah, even back then they had it.
Interesting.
Because you go around, like, killing, like, civilians, so, and people are like, that's not right.
Well,
but that's the fucking point. You're supposed to not feel good.
Yeah,
it's art.
Enough people have epilepsy. I'm in support of warning people.
Well, yeah. And the first thing I did was like, I want to see the scene. I saw it. Yeah. I don't know. Like, how fucked up is it? It's just like, like light all over the place. No, it's tiny. It's on the sides, but still, I guess it would have messed with someone.
It reminds me of that that meme where someone's like showing a butterfly and they're like, is this?
Oh, I don't understand.
Somehow that fits in there, like uses lights for seizure testing or whatever. This causes seizures, you know what I mean? Like, what?
It's that meme and the one with the dad opens the door and says, "Are you done yet, son? Or have you finished, son?" Those two memes, I'm like, I don't understand what this means.
So
the original picture is he's looking at a butterfly, and the subtitle is this a bird?
Oh, from the actual anime? Was that like a mistranslation?
Right. Yeah. So like you'll have the meme, and it'll be like on him, it'll be like millennial, and on the butterfly it says anxiety disorder, and then the subtitle will say, "Is this a personality trait?"
Okay, that makes more sense now. Because I can never Google it. I'm a guy with butterfly, and it's like a guy with a butterfly. I'm like, no, Google, that's not what I meant.
So, all right, there's no free games that we're going to talk about.
No, there's nothing that caught my eye, and deals have since Black Friday, and I don't expect them to come back until next year. So,
then Dustin. See if it's working.
Floor is yours.
Oh, it says it is. What you been playing, man?
Demon Souls. Actually, for a week, I played a game called check my phone every 5 minutes. Where the hell is my PS5? Please, Walmart, hurry up and let me know if it's been canceled or not.
I had that game for the SNES Mini. I'm glad the PS5 one had one.
Yeah. It's the same game. It's just in 4K.
So. Ah, nice.
But yeah, I was one of. So I've been watching this guy called Camelot331 on YouTube. He's one of the many guys who have kind of ridden. He hopped on the bandwagon of like, let's see if we can buy a PS5 on stream that you see on YouTube nowadays.
Yeah.
And he was talking about a drop of PS5s at Kohl's. And you guys may have heard about that, where they sold way more than their stock and they gave people Kohl's cash.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So they...
How the hell they pull that off?
I guess so Kohl's is one of Kevin's accounts at work, so...
Yeah, sure is.
He's probably not surprised to hear this.
So they... I was there for the drop. I got a PS5, and they gave me $180 in Kohl's cash.
That's on top of the PS5?
On top of the PS5.
That's a lot of cash.
Yeah. And an AOL disc. They're like, have this too. Or you're at it.
Yeah, right. A few days later, they actually canceled my PS5, which was okay because it was a $700 bundle. It came with Miles Morales, which I didn't really want, an extra controller. So they canceled it, which was a bummer, but I got to keep the Kohl's cash.
Oh, nice.
And so Kim and I went to Kohl's for like Christmas shopping, and we bought a bunch of presents for people and spent $15. So it was overall it was a win. I was deeply disappointed though because I wanted my PS5.
Well, you got free money. You literally ordered free money from Kohl's.
I did. Yeah, you're nice. Absolutely right. Yeah, I spent nothing and got $180. Yes,
not bad.
So later on, I was watching Camelot. There was a Walmart drop. So I had the Walmart app on my phone open, and I had Walmart on a web browser open. And when the drop happened, it was immediate, like, bot destruction. Like, the website just stops. Like, I can't imagine. I would love to be in wherever their server farm is when that happens. It But so I'm sitting there for like 10 minutes refreshing on my desktop, refreshing on the app, refreshing on the desktop, refreshing on the app. And I'm like, well, I guess this just isn't happening. And I just keep going because, like, whatever, I'm disappointed. It's like 8:30 at night. I refresh on the app and it's like, okay, add to cart. And I was like, oh, add to cart. And it took me to the cart. It was like, okay, check out. I was like, check out. And it was like, okay, you're good. I was like, what?
Nice. What?
Yes. So, but it was like, okay, I got it on November 25th. And it was like, okay, between 3 to 7 business days, you'll get your, it was actually only pick up in store. It wasn't delivery. So I had to go to my local Walmart to pick it up. And it was 3 to 7 days. And they stretched it out to the very last day. And I drove myself crazy checking my phone.
Oh, yeah.
It was terrible. Like, because I was sitting there waiting, like, man, it's going to get canceled. And I didn't care. So here's the thing. I didn't care about the PS5 until I saw the Demon's Souls remake trailer. Like, I knew there was a Demon's Souls remake. I thought it was going to be like the Dark Souls remaster. And I knew the PS5 was coming out, but I was like, well, consoles usually don't have any good launch games anyway. Whatever. It's probably going to be really hard to find. And then I saw that stupid trailer and I was like, well, now I have to do this. This is my life's purpose.
Yeah.
And luckily, what's today? It doesn't matter. I think it was a third. I picked it up. It was a Wednesday. And it took forever to set up. It took forever to pick it up. It took forever to set up. Like, I have on Wednesday nights, I have like a few hours to myself because Kim goes to her mom's to hang out. And I spent so much time. I played Demon's Souls for 20 minutes before they walked through the door.
Oh, no.
I was like, damn it. But yeah, it's great. Demon's Souls.
I heard that game is one of the prettiest looking games out there right now.
Yes, it's one of the best looking games that exists.
Yeah, and it's a remake from like the ground up. Like it's not just a remaster, like Dark Souls remaster. It's like they went back to the original one, which I don't think I played, but they just like it's so pretty. I haven't looked anything up about it yet because those games scare me. But yeah, I know I heard it was one of the best looking games. How with the PS5? Does that technically mean your PS4 is not needed anymore? Because it's backwards compatible, right?
I would say 100% yes, with the one exception that I have PT on my PS4.
Well, yeah, but I never get rid of that because PT is amazing. But I'm saying like you can now replace the PS4 in your main room and put the PS4 like in your bedroom now.
Correct.
Oh, that's awesome. And then I found out the PS4 can actually stream the PS5. So in your bedroom, you can actually remote to your PS5.
Huh.
That's awesome.
Because my PS4 is asking me, hey, we can't find your PS5. And I'm like, hey, motherfucker, I don't have a PS5. What are you asking me? But yeah, you can remote your PS5 to your PS4. So you can technically have two PS5s. So you can play the same game in your... Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. You can actually get rid of the PS4 out of your main room now.
Yeah.
And because it's backwards compatible with... all PS4 games? Digital?
I think so.
Well, okay, that's good. I wish the PS4 was there. PS3.
I went through the setup, and it has all my PS4 games up, but like any of them that I haven't put an actual disc in, it's a lock. Like, it's locked right now.
Okay.
So I have to actually... I think if I put the disc in for like Ground Zeroes, it'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, you actually do have this game.
So it's like what Xbox One did with the backwards compatible like disc versions. They'll only unlock when you... Oh, that's awesome. I want a PS5. I want a PS5 so I can play my PS4 games on it.
You should totally get Demon's Souls. It's beautiful, and it's Demon's Souls. It's the game... it's remade by Bluepoint, the same guys who did the Shadow of the Colossus remake.
Oh, that was PS4. Yeah.
And it is... like every... it's remade so that it looks great for PS5, but it has every built it, like they built in all the jank that came with it. So like all the different skips and all the different like equipment buffs that you can do, all of that works in the PS5 version. Like they didn't awesome. Patch any of that out. It's really cool.
I've actually been watching a few videos of Demon's Souls, like the Digital Foundry stuff has been...
Oh, yeah, I bet that's super interesting. Really,
yeah.
I should do that.
It just helps you appreciate like how good it really looks and how nice the game actually runs. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
How's the PS5 controller? I've heard great. I heard it's one of the best controllers ever.
It's great. The weird like haptic feedback on the triggers.
Yeah.
It's really weird. That. But it's great. Like,
how does that? Do you feel like the buttons get harder? When would buttons get harder?
So I think I can tell you in Demon's Souls, when you have a bow equipped.
Okay.
If you,
it's always a bull. The example is always a bull. We nunchuck was always like, imagine you have a bull and a nunchuck is a string. It's always a bull. Sorry, go ahead.
If you are spamming it. It feels like it goes from squishy to it feels like you're maybe pushing something through sand when it gets harder.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's a good, not metaphor. Analogy?
Yeah. Analogy.
Example? Yeah, it's really good. I felt it. I'm like, oh yeah, sand feels nice. Like a stress ball. Like you feel that. Oh, that's cool.
But it's very specific the way it feels. Like it if I pick my controller up right now because the PS5 is off, it feels like hitting the trigger on like your PS4 controller. It doesn't feel like anything.
With the squeak, squeak noise and everything.
Yeah, but when that haptic feedback kicks in, it feels like you're pushing something into like sand. That's it has really cool it has stereo vibration. I was in a level that had it has a beating heart in the middle of it because Demon's Souls, and I was walking and it was on my right and I felt the vibration on the right side of the controller and I was worried that my left side was going out I stopped for a second. I turned my character, and when I turned my character, I felt it in both sides because he was looking straight at the heart.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
I heard like games that have like rain, you can feel like the vibration, like as if it has drops on it too, in the controller.
Yeah, so it came with Astro's Playroom, which is like this big nostalgia trip.
Yeah, I heard there's like 1,000 like Easter eggs in there, like Killzone, like Shadowfell, like helmets, and I don't know what it is. I just heard like there's a bunch. I have it on my phone to look at all the Easter eggs in there, but yeah, it's just called crazy callbacks to all of Sony's history, really.
Yeah, which is, it's actually funny. Saul's played that way more than I have. I haven't touched it. I've always been playing Demon's Souls, but I've heard that there's a part where there's like a bunch of these little Astros. Astro's this robot that go inside the controller, and if you move the controller around, it's supposed to feel like there's a bunch of marbles in the controller.
That's like one-two switch.
Yeah. And then you have to guess how many Astros are in the controller.
Yeah. Tilt it. Do they have that stupid light on it still that you can never get rid of?
That what?
The light on the back of the controller, the PS4 controller.
It's actually like recessed.
Oh, sorry, yeah, I think there's a bit of a lag.
So instead of having the light right here, it's actually recessed and it's around the touchpad. So you can see it around there.
Oh, that's pretty. Like a neon color, like the Wii, whenever you got like a message on Wii 24.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a pretty controller.
Very cyberpunk.
Yeah, it is. I wish I had my Keanu Reeves little audio clip readily available. I'd play that.
Because, the PS4 controller, I'm like playing in the dark and I just see the blue reflection off my TV and I'm like, I can't see anything. What's going on here? How's the battery life on that too? Sorry, I feel like I'm interviewing you for a job. How's the battery life? How do you feel about the battery life?
It's so far so good. I think Solly and I played it pretty much all day and didn't have any problems. Like, we didn't have to plug it in. And there's a setting on the PS5 where it will charge any controller plugged into it for like the last or for the next 3 hours after you put it into rest mode. So if you put it in rest mode, plug in your controller, it should be charged by the time you come back.
Oh, that's awesome. And I had another question. I just don't remember what it was right now. Oh, is there a speaker in it? I hate speakers in controllers.
Yes.
Okay. I hate that.
Also, apparently it comes, it has a microphone in it too, and it comes with the microphone on.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's really, I really don't like that. I already have enough stuff recording me every day, all day.
Is there a headphone jack in it?
Let's see.
Because that's a cool feature. That's like a system seller for me. Yes, got it. I'm going to buy a PS5.
But there is a mute button right here. That's the mic mute button.
That's nice.
Is there an options and share button? Does that still exist?
Yes. Options, which is actually just like it has like three lines above it. Instead of saying options, it just has like...
Okay. Oh, okay. So like,
and then the share button is just three more lines. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But it does the same thing. Like, you can share online and stuff. I always felt like Sony, like, regretted that share button. They're like, oh, fuck. Everything we put on Twitch, we send the person a cease and desist for our own games. Because I never used the share button.
USB-C.
That's nice. USB-C.
Yeah.
Justin, the real question I have for you.
Yes.
What would have happened if you're in Walmart refresh mode and it was the discless one?
No.
Okay.
If it was discless only, that would just be me not... They would not have a PS5 in stock at that point.
I gotcha. Okay.
Every time you've ever talked about Game Pass, I bristle.
I love it so much. I love Game Pass so much. I just want to rent. I don't want to own any of this stuff. I'm into not owning my media. I own all the games I really want to own. I feel like I own them, like physical. And I'm just skeptical of the new... You know, like, what kind of nonsense are you going to have to do to get your Cyberpunk to play in 20 years on your PS5? Or what kind of firmware flashing are you going to have to do?
Just plug it in. It's going to work with the power of Keanu Reeves.
Obviously, Cyberpunk 2077 is going to have a remastered version in 40 years for the PS8. So,
okay,
PS9.
You know what? You're both 100% correct. What am I?
My thing with like discless is always like, why not have the option? If you remove that option, then I have an option less of finding a game. It's also a Blu-ray player, right?
It is.
I guess. And, I don't know.
And a 4K player, I'm guessing, too?
Probably.
Yeah, so, I mean, why would you not want that?
Yeah. I don't. I probably can't play anything on it because I turned the HDCP off.
Because I never use the share button. Or you have a 420 or a 720 TV like I do. Yeah. Thank you, Wii. Oh, that's awesome. How big is it? Is it like, you know,
it's
like
ginormous.
Like my Mario balloon that floats in the living room still? Is it like that big? Where you're like, when you walk in the room. You mistake it for the fridge. You're like, oh, fuck, it's my PS5. Not my fridge.
Here, give me a second. I'll actually get the box. So
that would
all right, stall cool. for a second.
They would.
I allowed a little bit of doubling up of the audio there, Kevin. I realized that maybe I was blasting the What We've Been Playing song a little loud. It was a little.
Just now?
It was a little loud.
That's okay. You could turn up their audio louder than that.
I think it's okay. No, I meant like it was drowning out. Jeez, man, that looks like a luggage suitcase, like box.
It's like the size of my torso.
Oh my god!
It's a casket.
TVs used to come in boxes that big.
And yeah.
An 8K. What kind of 8K TV did you get?
I don't have an 8K TV. I'm actually playing on like a 1080p monitor.
They have 8Ks? Oh my god, I'm so behind.
No, it says that on the box. No, well, I think technically there's some available, but they're like ridiculous.
Dustin, stupid question. Do you keep the box?
For a little while, and then I usually toss them. Like, I have so many consoles. If I had a box for every console, I would literally have a closet full of boxes, and then. I actually had a closet full of boxes at one point, and it was like that or a divorce.
Do you want me to show you my... I'll be back.
Okay, well, I guess it's just... I got to think of what I'm going to go off screen and grab here in a second. I'm getting a little gun shy.
You should pull that indie game poster off the wall.
Oh, that'll closer. Work, yeah. I had a friend watch that for the first time. He's like, no shit. He was like blown away. I'm like, yeah, I do a podcast. He's like, really? How long have you been doing it? He's like, for what? That's crazy. I'm like, yeah. You should watch this movie, though. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I haven't watched
it. I had a super, like, a super... I felt incredibly lucky the other day. I was capturing footage from Snatcher.
Okay.
And I had my physical copy of Snatcher, which is already really expensive. And I took it and I put it in my CDX. And my CDX is, I think my laser's starting to go out.
Okay.
So I pulled my CDX off and I went and I got my JVC XI out of the closet. And
hell plucked yeah. that up.
And I put my copy of Snatcher in my JVC XI and captured footage from Snatcher.
That's rad. Very cool.
So... here are my boxes. Here's my Xbox 360 box still, the 4 GB one from 20 years ago, whenever that came out.
Man,
cool. Flashback box. Well, this is my Switch box, obviously, and my PS4 box. So yeah, I still keep, there's more. This is just the one that I can grab at this.
Here, I'm going to risk it. We'll see. Yeah, I got a problem with the boxes too.
Okay, so you're just, yeah, my Wii U. I can look at my Wii U. So I see my SNES Mini. Yeah. PS3.
Not just you guys.
I can't see you. Yeah, so okay. And my wife's like, you know, throw them out. I'm like, no. When can I ever find this PS4 box again, huh?
Yeah, my 4 gig 360 box is right there. My PS4 the 4 box gig is right there. Yeah, the same exact one that you just pulled.
Yeah, I'm looking it's so at stupid. It. What am I doing? Well, it's good for moving because I'll put my 360 back in the box. And then, you know, it has a little handle and everything. It makes life a little bit easy.
I also have an Atari Flashback box up there right next to a Switch box and a Wii U box.
Yeah, I have my Wii U box as well. I
got motherboard boxes, graphics card boxes. I got to get rid of that stuff. A TV antenna I don't use.
Yeah. Yeah, my Mortal Kombat 9 box with my cabinet that the back came in. I folded it and like put it. It's so stupid.
I tell myself I'm going to sell them.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I like collecting it.
I know I'm not.
I don't have a house to like present it to people. It's in my closet right now because I don't have a house.
I'm not going to.
I was up in. I was up in the attic.
Fire hazard.
I was up in the attic looking for Christmas stuff and I opened a Rubbermaid container, and I found my old graphics card that came with my desktop when I bought it like 11 years ago, and a bunch of old like the controller mounts for like iPads that Tony sent me a million years ago.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess
I do have a bag of cables. I'm like, I'll use this one day, but I won't. It's all tangled.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what it is.
Well, what else you been playing? Anything else over the last year? Did you have a game of the year?
My game of the year this year, right now, unless, oh man, I don't know. Demon's Souls is really good. Before Demon's Souls and probably Cyberpunk 2077 dethrones that, my game of the year was Resident Evil 2 Remake. Oh, nice.
Awesome.
I know it came, I think it came out last year, but I played it the most this year. Like, I was just, this was the year that I platinumed it.
The only thing that bummed me out about that game was that it you had to pay for like the old soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
What is that? It came with like the skin to make you look like the old game, like the polygon thing, which was cool. But yeah, to listen to the old soundtrack, you have to pay for it.
Jerks.
Yeah, I was like, that's kind of weak. Like, just Resident Evil 3 does the same thing. It's like, I don't want to pay for that. It's only a buck, but, you know, I want to pay for it. Should be free, damn it.
So, Dustin, you also said that Sully is now 8. So,
crazy.
What?
I remember when he was first like announced.
What's he gravitating towards? Like, is he more Switch or is he PS5 because it's the new hotness?
Right now, he's super excited about the PS3. He's always bugging me about wanting to play Demon's Souls.
PS5?
PS5. He's not great at it.
I was like, PS3. He's like a retro gamer.
He said PS3, and I'm like, oh.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, he's really into the PS5.
I'm like, you're really strict with this. You got to play from the very beginning, kid. He's only going to the PS3 at this point.
He really likes the Switch because he can take it around. He's actually got, he got birthday video games. So he has like video games that are his.
Sweet.
Not just like video games that are the family's. And he plays a lot of like Roblox and Among Us just because that's popular among kids nowadays.
Yeah. I've noticed that with my friend's kids.
But yeah, I play Roblox with him occasionally. He's like, hey dad, you want to play it? I'm like, we can. It sucks, but we can.
You gotta start somewhere, right? At least he's into games. Sweet.
It makes me think, like, when he's 18, 20, and he's trying to rebuy his childhood, what is he going to do to find Roblox?
YouTube videos and just watch it, I guess, and just get all nostalgic. Like, oh, I remember this.
Yeah. Find an old iPhone and boot it up and nobody's in the servers.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe there'll be good enough AI that you'll just be able to play, like, an AI version where you'll feel like you're playing with friends or whatever.
That'd be cool.
Actually, wouldn't be too bad. Well, good deal. Kevin, what have you been playing, man?
So, like Dustin was just saying about Sully playing games, Hannah is also my daughter, for those who don't know. She finished her second game by herself ever. So the first one was Pico Nico. She's an indie game gamer, so she's very hipster-like.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's like great because she'll like... Cause she'll play. I'll show her these games that are like bright and colorful, and I'm like, try this out. Cause I don't want you to play Binding of Isaac yet, cause you're gonna ruin my save file. But so the first game she'd be with Pico Niku, and then the second game she played was Donut County, which I think I spoke about before.
I remember Donut County getting good reviews, like that. It was amazing. A really cool game.
It's a little short, but it's. But it's a fun game where you control like a hole and just suck up everything around. There's like little puzzles around it. A great story as well. It's funny. She just like skips through it. I'm like, the lore. You're not listening to the lore. Because she's like, what am I doing now? I'm like, well, if you listen to what the raccoon said before, you would know why you're in this situation.
Sully does the exact same thing.
Oh, it drives me crazy. I'm like, what are you doing? And I'll like do the voices sometimes. If I'm playing Animal Crossing with her, I'll read like... Like, hi, welcome to Nuke's Crown. Oh, and then she'll like keep pressing A. I'm like, I can't read that fast, right? but yeah, so she beat her second game on her own, and it's a very like hard puzzle game. Like, I mean, for a 5-year-old, for me, I'm like, I don't know. When I look it up, but she did it on her own. I was very, very proud of her. And she got to a part in the game where, like, you're in a haunted house, quote unquote, but it's like you see like a scary mask, but it's a cat wearing a mask.
Okay.
So it's supposed to be creepy, but then the reveal is that it's something silly, like a cat wearing a mask. Anyways, that scared her. So she's like, I can't sleep. I have the mask in my head. So my wife was like, you know, what if she plays like something else? I'm like, I don't have anything on the Switch that is, oh shit, I have Doom. Like, last thing I want is like, dun, 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 and her like going out with a gun. So I actually had to use the parental controls, which I felt like such a, like a parent. I'm like, oh, I'm going to put on these settings. So I don't want her to like, I don't want to delete it because I'm going to get to it one day. And I don't want her to be freaked out about it. Cause I remember when I was a kid, Doom scared the shit out of me.
Sure.
So yeah, I actually used parental controls for the first time. I even have like an app. And it's good, meaning like anything 6 and plus, it says you can't play unless I put in my password. But the thing is, I play it a lot more than she does, and I put my Switch in sleep mode if I fart, if I sneeze, if I get a drink. I don't just put it down, I put it in sleep mode. So it resets every single time. So when I turn it back on, it's like, hey, man, are you a parent? So you can actually whitelist games so that doesn't happen to. Like Binding of Isaac, it's okay, she plays it because it's like silly. It's not like Doom. But yeah, I just thought that the parental control feature was cool. And you can even like see how long you played in the game on the app itself. It's like, you played this like 4 hours. I'm like, right on. So I'm proud of her is what I'm trying to get my point across.
That's
so
cool.
I finished Paper Mario Origami King, and I heard that the internet thought it was a bad game. If the internet's wrong, I don't want to be right, because that game was awesome. What happened? Scott like looked around like I said something.
I just was running that phrase through my head.
Oh, I don't know if I said it right. It just sounded right.
I don't know either. But clearly, like, it really bent my noodle because you're like, I made a face.
No, I heard like, you know, people complained that the battle was not good, and you know, I actually liked the battle system. It's just there's no leveling up, so there's no real point to the battles except for coins, but you can fart coins when you fart next to a farting machine and you get coins for anything, right? You're like, coin. I'm like, I don't need the battles. But anyways, I loved it. I love the story. I love the music. I love the way the game played. It was way better than any of the other Paper Marios that I played. I never played Thousand Year Door, so I'm not like, nah, it's not like that game. I played Super Paper Mario on the Wii, which I really enjoyed, and all the other Paper Marios after that, I was like, not feeling it. But this one, like, after those credits rolled, I'm like, I'm going to play you again one day when I forgot what happened in the storyline. Probably won't, but it's one of those games that I would like to come back to. Beautiful ending as well.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness. I did a weird burp thing. I started playing Gunstar Heroes on the 3DS. It's part of the Sega 3D games. And I've never played Gunstar Heroes before. And
That's an A+.
Yeah, I know, game. Right?
That's an A+.
Yeah, it is. I found it a bit boring. I know. And I see where Cuphead got its inspiration from, like Gunstar Heroes and Contra and the likes. I just felt like the guns are too powerful.
You didn't play long enough. Like, you gotta...
I'm on level stage 3.
You'll meet your match.
Okay, because I feel like
Does the phrase board map. Game mean anything to you?
Which game?
Board game.
Like Monopoly?
Sure.
Okay. There's a stage that's like a board game.
Yeah, so...
Oh, no. I'm on stage 3.
Yeah, keep going.
Okay. Because, yeah, I have like this combination of weapons.
Enjoy feeling overpowered right now. It's a beautiful game.
Okay.
Keep playing.
No, it's a beautiful game, and the 3D is great. But I'm just like, all right, well, there goes stage 2. And I'm not using save state. I'm only using save states when I like turn it off so it doesn't die on me. But okay, I'll get back to you. I'm still playing that.
It never gets like Contra hard or anything, but it gets hard and very satisfying to play. It's awesome. So
okay,
I'll keep at it. If you think you're overpowered right now, just keep playing it. Maybe it'll be okay. Like, good the whole time.
Okay. I mean, I could be playing it wrong too.
Maybe you're just a savant.
That's what I mean. Like, but if that's the case, like, play all of it. There's a lot of.
I'm like Lucas.
Just yeah.
50,000 points on Double Dragon.
God, I love that quote. I use that quote for like...
Actually, that was Jimmy that scored 50,000. Lucas is the villain with the power glove.
Lucas, yes. Jimmy's the wizard.
That line is from the pizza parlor. Jimmy was never there, but his henchmen were. Okay, anyways.
And I started, I spoke about Octobug earlier, and I started Link's Awakening. So now I finished Paper Mario. I'm like, all right, Link's Awakening.
Awesome.
It's great. I just find that sometimes it's a little frame ratey. I'm like, yeah. Transition, come on. It'll like catch up, but I'm surprised that it does that. Whenever I switch the screen and there's like a monster on it, the switch is like,
Only really in the overworld. The dungeons, it doesn't happen. So, and that's what's important.
And holy shit, there's a lot of Mario references in it. I'm like, first, cool, Chomp Chomp. I get it. Mario, haha. Okay, there's a Goomba. Okay, there's a Piranha Plant. Okay, there's a Boo. Okay, there's Kirby?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a weird you go underground too, and like, or when you do that, you go 2D. Like,
that's where you see the Goombas and all that.
And that Link's Switch thing. Link's Adventure.
I feel like I'm like going too fast in this game. Like, I already got 4 instruments.
It's pretty straightforward. And I mean, it's a Game Boy game. You got to remember that. And it's a faithful.
I keep forgetting it's a remake.
It's a faithful remake.
I never played the original. Yeah, okay.
That game is great.
Bucks. 80 bucks, though.
It's so good.
Well, Canadian, $80.
Yeah, I mean, still, I felt like it was 40 bucks new when it came out here in the States. That's crazy.
Yeah, and they look like Animal Crossing characters. So I'm like, it's cute. They also have that like Vaseline on the top and the bottom of the screen to make it look. It kind of reminds me of 3D Dot Game Heroes. I don't know if you remember that game.
Oh, yeah.
Where, like, it's because it's so small that they made it look like a vignette around it, so it looks blurry. So it looks like what they do in movies when they zoom in. Like, you see everything around it is blurry.
Yeah.
It's a cool effect. But, I don't know. I'm liking it so far. After this game, I'm playing No More Heroes, because I bought that, like, 2 weeks ago and never touched it.
Oh, yeah. You got a good slate there, man. You've been playing some good stuff.
3D, working from home.
3D game, or Gunstar Heroes and Link's Awakening are really, really love those games. In fact, I saw the credits of both of those within the last year or two.
Oh, nice. I'll go back to Death Stranding eventually, but that game's way too slow. I'm like, I need something like, I don't feel like I'm doing anything Death Stranding, where these other games I can actually see an endpoint to them.
Sure. Dustin, were you on the show? Has that come out? Like, I don't know the timeline of this. Have we talked about Death Stranding, or did you ever play it?
I haven't played it. We didn't talk about it. I left before it came out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good deal. Yeah, cool. Anything else that you've been playing, man?
No. That's it for now. What about you, Scott?
I actually played a little bit today.
Great Scott. Good.
I've played some more Halo 4. I'm at 7 out of 10 missions completed, and I'm wondering if I've beat this game before, because I'm far in and some of this is familiar now, but like big chunks early on weren't. There's this really weird, almost escort mission in a Halo game where you're like escorting this gigantic, like those wheel trucks that are in Avatar, those like big giant like trucks that have wheels that are like 8 stories tall or whatever. It's kind of like that size of a truck that you're. And I just really remember, I don't know, within like the last year or so, I thought, boy, what was that? What was that escort mission? Where, and I remembered how it snaked up a valley or a canyon thing. Sure enough, it's in Halo 4, and it's like halfway through the game, and I'm like, I could have sworn I did not beat this game, but maybe I have.
It's like when you watch a movie you didn't think you watched until you're like, I remember this scene.
Yeah, like, oh. the most interesting thing about Halo 4 is the jump that it has into feeling like it's a more modern game. It feels way more like a Call of Duty game than a Halo game. It's very interesting. And when you're going through it the way that I am, it's really, really noticeable.
You mean from 6 to 3 to 4 to 8?
Anything that 343 didn't do. Even though I think they did do the CE collection. Okay, that's fair, though. Which I thought that I played Halo 5 because I thought it was one of the first things I did with Game Pass. But I own a copy of Halo 5. I went to put away my copy of Halo 4, and I was looking through my... I have that on disc. I don't remember buying it. I had to have.
I hate when that happens. You're like, finally, I have this game. Oh, I already had the game. What the hell?
So,
I have it again. You know how many times I do that on the Switch? Where I'm like, I'm going to buy this game that's on sale. Already purchased. It's already purchased. What do you mean already purchased? I don't remember doing that.
Some of the more difficult parts when there's like a big monster closet coming up and I have to like headshot guys. I have played a little bit on mouse and keyboard. That's been kind of nice. Makes it easy. And then, the last thing I wanted to mention was, one of my favorite rappers ever. I mentioned him on the show before, ASAP Rock. Check out, his new album, which I don't want to get the name wrong.
He's the one who did that finger game, right? Finger Frenzy?
Yeah, that shooter game. It's called Spirit World Field Guide, and there's some cool video game references in there. I don't know. Like, let me get some of the titles. There is Crystal Sword, Side Quest. As just some of the the names of, he's always rapped about video games and stuff. He's a bit older than we are. He's in his mid-40s, but he's my favorite rapper ever. So check out ASAP Rock Spirit World Field Guide. It's catchy and very clever.
Awesome.
But that's been kind of it since we actually recorded last week. I haven't played a whole bunch in between then, so. I think that's going to kind of be it for the show. Let me get to Dumbass's comments on last bit, and that'll be it. Dumbass was eager to see Daddy Dustin come back, as he referred to you on Twitter. Daddy Dustin come back. He's tired of the new guy, he says. The new guy sucks. You know what does suck that you and Dumbass were talking about? Where do you fall in the movie Elf, Dustin?
It's all right.
Oh, right in the middle. Okay.
Yeah. I forget how small it is. Like, it feels... It seems like it should be this star-studded, like a big budget. But when you watch it at the end, it's very small.
Okay. I guess, like, I also picture it more like a Home Alone, a bit grander.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know. I don't mind Will Ferrell all that much, so...
I don't like it.
Like, at all?
It's fine, I guess. I don't find Will Ferrell very funny. So,
I don't either. I think Will Ferrell is like, I always tell my wife, it's hard to explain. I feel like his comedy gets right to the point where I start finding things funny.
Okay.
Like, I like very... I don't know. It's hard to explain. Like, I always feel he's the floor.
He's the worst
that'll get... I guess it's a way to say it.
He's the worst that'll still get a giggle.
Like, I don't find anything he does. Like, I don't watch a movie because Will Ferrell's in it. I'm not like... You know, I don't look at him and go, oh, man, he's a funny guy. It's Jim Carrey to me is funny.
I guess to me, it's always Will Ferrell doing Will Ferrell things. It always is fourth wall breaking. It's always watching him do something. So I don't see much of a difference. The way that you used to go on about all first person shooters are the same. Like, I feel there's some of that with Will Ferrell movies. If you like them, that's cool. But I always see Will Ferrell. I never see the character he's portraying.
I have it because
it's like how people.
I have kids.
Sorry, go ahead. Sure.
If I had to choose, I would watch, you know, Christmas Vacation over Elf any day of the week.
Sure.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Joy to the world. Joy to the world. We gotta watch that. That's our that's like our base Christmas movie. We watch all like the crappy Christmas movies.
If he had nine lives, he used them all up right then or whatever. When they fry the cat.
Shooter's full.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that and A Christmas Story, which is like our, like that's like 2 days before Christmas. So
yeah. That, and I mean, obviously Home Alone. I get really into the Harry Potter movies, maybe because it's a lot of wintery stuff, or maybe they came out around the wintertime. And Lord of the Rings movies, I also get really into the mood to watch those run. God, I know those came out in around Christmas and December or whatever.
Dustin, if you want a good cartoon to watch with the kids, All of the Other Reindeer. Not a lot of people heard about this cartoon. It's on YouTube.
Okay.
It's like Olive. No, Olive. Her name is Olive. She's a dog. So she thinks Santa says Olive the Other Reindeer instead of Olive. It's made by Matt Groening and Simpsons. The animation's kind of like Parappa the Rapper. It's really weird, but it's fun.
It's a pun and Parappa the Rapper? Okay. Dustin's in.
Yeah. And it's made by Matt Groening. And so, of course, you hear like, that's why I watched it back in the day. I was like, Matt Groening made a new cartoon. And it's like the guy who does Dan Castellaneta, the voice of Homer, is also in it as well.
Cool.
It's just a cute like 30 minute. You can watch the whole thing on YouTube for free. So
sweet.
If you're thinking of more ideas, yeah.
All right. Well, Damez writes back. He said, "I went berserk on Black Friday, and the best deal with Ghost of Tsushima physical $35 Canadian, which is like $3 US." He says, mm-hmm. "Half price Diablo 3 digital, Luigi's Mansion 3 for $50 Canada, but physical."
Yep.
So. Yeah, I don't know why I like... I gotta play that first one sometime.
Which one?
The Luigi's Mansion. I played the Dark Moon on 3DS, and I really liked the one 3 on Switch. Dumbass also has a pro tip for me on Plex. If you got people watching my Plex, find out what they want to watch for a while and put those videos on an SSD. It won't lag on your end, and the hard drive access won't wear out your mechanical hard drive. That's not a bad idea. Although I think my issues last week were related to somehow on OBS, my, encoding stuff, software was selected instead of using my graphics card to do some of the encoding stuff. The graphics card helps alleviate a lot of the stuff. Like tonight we've had some cracklies, but it's all been like internet issues. Other than this other crash I've been having. Gosh, man, I can't believe it's made it this far. We had no crashes. It was so hard to not click. There's something I really wanted to click away from, but I just knew it. I wasn't willing to touch OBS. Fun fact about the Astral Chain on the Switch. I can't read that text. I don't know what you're saying there. Something about... it's Kevin was bitching about with Astral Chain.
What's Astral
Chain? On Switch, they thought of this. When you pick up a handheld, they make the text bigger. Oh, you were talking about text?
The text was tiny. Oh, he's saying when on the Switch, when you pick up the portable mode, the text actually gets bigger.
Yeah,
I can't stand this stupid small fonts. Oh, I hate it. It's like when you first played Dead Rising and the thing was so tiny, and they're like, get an HDTV in order to see it. That's what I feel again with the get a 4K TV in order to read the fonts.
Stop using old man eyes. I don't know what to tell you.
I know. It's this little left eye here. Useless. But hey, can't see shit.
Dumbheads goes, hey, Kevin, I guess the bot scalpers bought all the ovens. We must have talked about
that. That's cute. Yeah, I spoke about the oven then.
That sucks.
Still have no oven.
Still
God
no
damn
oven.
It. Nope.
Instapot. All right. Well, that's going to be it for the show. Dustin, thanks for coming back and hanging out.
Yeah. It was fun.
Anytime you want to come back, if you're feeling like you want to talk about games, please just hop on.
Word.
So I think that's going to be it, though. Kevin, any other final thoughts before I do the sign-offs and all that fun stuff?
These shoes are still too big for me to fill. Just saying.
Yeah, but your beard game is on point, man.
Yeah, so it works out really well.
It's getting white, too. You can see it. It looks like I have drool in it, but it's just like staggered white hairs in it.
It's nice. It lends credibility. You look the part. Yeah, I play video games. I know comics. What's it to you?
Yeah, I know everything. You can't see my gut, too. That's I don't feel so bad.
Well, we'll know it's there in spirit, then, because you told us about it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to thank Ben Landis and Cubby for letting us use their music for intro and outro music. Our RSS feed's available at our website, Classic Elite. Wherever you find our podcast, whatever your catcher is, please leave us a review. We do have affiliate links if you'd like to support the show. And our social media handles are at Classic L337 on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Amazon.
And sorry, on the podcast on the iPhones, if you scroll up, because they changed the podcasting, if you scroll up, you can actually go to episode notes, and then you can actually click on any of those links, and it'll bring you anywhere, including the Amazon links.
Nice. Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah. It's actually on the podcast app itself. You don't actually have to go to the website for that.
Okay. Oh, shoot. Damn. I just now was looking at the show notes. I should have had a trivia question ready, Dustin. Forgot all about it.
Yeah, that's right. And we didn't have YouTube video of the week.
Oh, no. Well, that's on him. I don't know. There's probably down there. I cut the last comment, so let's see. Jacob Geller, watch his Symphony of the Night video.
Oh, it's actually a Shadow Colossus video. I think that was the last one I did.
Oh, okay. Oh, well.
It's really funny. This Zygor Gaming, yeah. I just saw him on YouTube, and I was like, oh, I've never heard of this guy.
Oh, really?
he's in the notes from like a year ago.
It's funny. It shows how when you make a segment, you just start scrambling. You're like, you know what? I got to stay up with it. So there were like some chiptune songs that got in there. I'm like, yeah, it was all right. So, all right, cool. Well, everyone, thanks a lot for listening to episode 332. Hopefully it's not another year before we see Dustin again. And we should be on track next week for episode 300. And
that should be good.
333. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Boosh.